what I'm seeing at the moment is a massive increase in unpaid tax debt. And this is normal in many situations. But what I'm finding is the amount that is owing is just growing and growing and growing. A couple of years ago, average tax debt with people who would reach out to me would be probably somewhere between the 50, 60, 80K mark. Now I'm seeing businesses with 100, 200, 300 plus ATO debt. Growing a successful trades business isn't about you being the best on the tools. It's about how you profit, plan, prepare, and prosper, so you can create a business that supports you and your family. Welcome to Profit First for Tradies. I am your host, Katie Crismali Marshall, and this is the podcast for tradies who are ready to transform their business from a cash-eating monster to a money-making machine. Let's dive in. Today, I want to talk to you about tax debt, ATO debt, whether that be BAS, your PAYG, any of those types of debts. What I'm seeing at the moment is a massive increase in unpaid tax debt. And this is normal in many situations. But what I'm finding is the amount that is owing is just growing and growing and growing. A couple of years ago, average tax debt with people who would reach out to me would be probably somewhere between the 50, 60, 80K mark. Now I'm seeing businesses with 100, 200, 300 plus ATO debt. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about is the three biggest frustrations I hear around this is we just are always chasing our tail. We can never get on top of it. And the third one, which is probably the primary one, is we just don't know where we're at to actually figure this out and see how we can actually set a plan in place. What I really, really love and what I want for you is for you to know that there's an end in place. Even if you have quite a large tax debt, I want you to know that in, 3.5 years or 5 years, whatever that figure may be, that you will have that paid off. I want you to know that you can not only pay off that large chunk of ATO debt, but you can also keep up to date with your current BAS, PAYG, and so on. You can do it at the same time. And thirdly, I just want you to know that two parts to this one. Firstly, you're not alone. Secondly, you don't and have most of you have never been taught around the numbers. So how are you to know how to get yourself out of this? And often, again, what I'm hearing at the moment is so many bookkeepers, accountants, again, not all of them. There are some amazing ones out there, but the people that I speak to are usually not in a great financial position. And I would probably say 95% of that time, it is because they have had poor advice from a bookkeeper, an accountant, or both. And yes, of course, it is your business and it is your responsibility to learn and know and understand. But when you are going to your trusted advisors and asking questions and you're getting poor advice, it makes it really hard for you to make decisions because you trust these people and you think you're getting the best advice. So we want to turn that around for you. So the three things that I wanted to cover today is firstly, we need to just take stock and figure out where are you at? What is owed? What is overdue? What is not lodged? Like, let's pull it all apart and see the business for exactly what it is. Now, I totally understand that this part of the process to really have a look and face the mess is not super comfortable. It is not fun. It is, stressful at least for everybody that I talk to in this situation. Now, keep in mind, I come across Profit First and went searching for something, a solution to manage my cash when I started my bookkeeping business and I was about 2-3 years in because I was in a position where I was chasing my tail, barely keeping up with my BASs, and everything was a little bit disastrous as well. So I know what this feels like. I know how it feels to feel like we don't have any control. Now, keep in mind, I also have a financial background. I was a financial planner, and by this stage, I'd had my bookkeeping business for a few years. So I should have known better. And it's easy to know, but it's different to do. And so what I wanted you to firstly just take stock and just to think and give yourself a bit of a pat on the back. If you're listening to this, that's the first step in making a change. I want you to just have a look at where you're at. It may mean that you have to dig through some letters from the ATO. It may mean that you have to ask the bookkeeper or the accountant, what exactly do you owe? But that is the first step to figure out exactly where we're at. If you're building a house, for example, you wouldn't just willy-nilly go and build on any part of the site. You would have done a check. You make sure that you're putting the house in the right spot and that all the foundations are going to be in the right spot and there's the right number of them and their right depth and all those sorts of things. Think of this part of the financial process like that. You know, when we're digging foundations, that sometimes we hit rock, never a great moment, but we want to see exactly where we're at. So that's step one. Step two is, if you don't love your bookkeeper or your accountant, then please reach out and let's have a chat. Now, when I chat to clients, the first thing I do is ask a bunch of questions, figure out where you're at, what you're doing, and what you need. Part of that chat is, whilst I have a bookkeeping business, my first step when I talk to clients is always for them to go back to their current bookkeeper and have a chat to them. But what I do when I have a conversation with you is I go through with you a few questions for you to ask. Because sometimes what I find when we're asking questions of our bookkeeper or our accountant, we're asking one question, they're interpreting it slightly differently, and you're kind of not on the same page. So first and foremost, I want to see if we can just realign you both and get you both on the same page. And if we can, great, then let's stick with who we are, give them a clear guide of what we want, what we expect, and what the plan is. Now, if you do not love your bookkeeper, then I'm more than happy to have a chat with you around what it looks like with working with my team at Efficient Tradey Bookkeeping. But again, we are not for everybody. We do things very specifically. We love tech, we love automation, but I will run you through what we do there. And if that is a good suit, then amazing. If not, again, I've got plenty of other bookkeepers in my amazing network who I refer to if it's not a good fit for me, but at least you'll know exactly what you need to ask for. Same with your accountant. I'm obviously not a tax accountant, but I can refer you to my own accountant who I use. And I always say to those I'm talking to, just have a chat. You don't have to go with them, but just have a chat. And then you can have a chat with your accountant. And again, I can give you some questions to go back and ask your current accountant to try to just realign you both and get you on the same page. The third thing that I want you to do, if once you've worked out with your bookkeeper, you've worked out with your tax accountant that everything's okay, the third thing we need to do is get a plan in place. So with the ATO, if you need to go on a payment plan, you'll have to tell them what amount of money that you can afford to pay back every week, fortnight, month. Now, this is a big one that I see happen all the time. And I was chatting to a new client yesterday about this, is that as a business owner, we set an amount with the ATO, we set up the payment plan, and we can maintain it for a little while, and then things kind of, the wheels fall off and the payment plan defaults. And then we end up getting in further trouble with the ATO. Now, sometimes they will reach out to you quite quickly. Sometimes there will be some time. At some point in time, they will catch up with you. And what they're doing at the moment, if you default and you're not reaching out, not making another plan, is often that they will reach out to your suppliers and let your suppliers know that you actually defaulted on the payment plan with the ATO. And that's not always a comfortable conversation to have with your suppliers. Sometimes they're going to be okay with it and understanding. Other times, if you've got accounts with them, what I'm hearing at the moment is many suppliers will just cancel your account. So we obviously don't want that to happen. What we need to do to avoid all of those things. So firstly, if you are behind on your BAS or your PAYG, anything with the ATO, we need to find out exactly what you owe. We need to get in contact with them and sort out a payment plan. But before we sort out a payment plan, we need to be able to understand how much you can actually afford to pay. And that is where Profit First comes into place. When we are implementing and have implemented Profit First in your business, it allows us to clearly see, yes, you can afford $1,000 a week, or no, you can't afford $1,000 a week. And when you go to the ATO and you've got all your numbers worked out, you're able to in a much clearer way explain to them why you can only afford $1,000 a week, as opposed to the $2,000 a week that they're asking for, and so on. Now, will the ATO accept that every time? I can't guarantee that. But when you can show that you know your numbers, then you're going to have a much better chance of being able to enter into an arrangement that is going to work for you long term. We don't want to say yes to something and then the wheels fall off in a couple of months' time. that doesn't look very good. So making sure that you've got Profit First implemented in your business is going to help you know exactly what you can afford, be able to back up that information when you're talking to the ATO, but also set a plan in place for, okay, I owe $120,000, I'm paying $2,000 a week, I know I'm going to have that debt finished off in X amount of time. And surprisingly, time flies, we know that. That debt would be paid off in no time, but it also helps you then know what work you need to do. Do you need to look at your pricing? Do you need to look at your expenses? Do you need to look at your team? All of those things that we talk about when we implement Profit First for you, it gives us a really solid guide of what the minimum income is that you need, which then also helps you make decisions around taking jobs on board. It helps you decide, actually, I can't take that job on because there's not enough money in that for me, and it's actually going to make me go further backwards. And whilst it's not always super comfortable looking at your numbers and really seeing them for what they are, once you know where you're at, planning the future, even if it involves ATO payment plans for the next 5 years, becomes so much easier because you can make decisions knowing I can't take this job less than this number because otherwise I'm going backwards. I always joke with my clients, if you're going to go broke, please just stay home at Go Broke, sit on the lounge, at least you'll have your health. Don't go out and work 40, 50, 60 plus hours a week, run yourself into the ground, end up sick and broke. And what Profit First will help you do is work out exactly where those lines are. It helps the decision-making process be so much easier for you. And if you are not implementing Profit First at the moment, please reach out. I'd love to have a chat with you. If you are implementing Profit First at the moment and you're feeling like, yeah, it's not quite a working like Katie talks about, then also please reach out because there's just so many little tweaks that can be done that make such a huge difference. And what I find so many people who are doing it themselves, which is great, they're just missing some key points. And then that unlocks like the next stage and the next leap forward in your business. So if this sounds like you, if you have an ATO debt, if you are, you know, on the edges of ending up with an ATO debt, or you want to avoid an ATO debt in the future, then please reach out. We'll put the links below, but you can always email me at katie@profitfirstfortradies.com.au or go to my website, profitfirstfortradies.com.au, click the button, book a time in with me, and we can have a chat. And as I said, at least in that initial 15-minute chat, I'm going to be able to give you at least 3 takeaways of what you need to do, who you need to talk to, and how you're going to do it. And if that means working with me, amazing, or working with my team, amazing. If we're not the best fit for you now, then I'm going to let you know, but I'm also going to refer you on to the person who would be a better fit for you at this stage. So worst case scenario, you're going to have some outcomes, you're going to have some to-dos. So please reach out. Even if you think you can't implement just yet, let's have the conversation now so we can put a plan in place. Because one thing I hate is when people come back to me and go, oh, I should have talked to you 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18 months ago. Have the 15-minute chat now, no cost to you except for your 15 minutes. And at least you're going to have at least 3 outcomes, 3 to-do steps that are going to help you move out of where you're at. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Profit First for Tradies. If you want more, head over to profitfirstfortradies.com.au for the show notes and the links to today's free resources. And if you'd like to learn how to become a permanently profitable tradie and eliminate your cash flow problems, join us in the Profit First for Tradies Facebook group, where I share tips, resources, and trainings so you can save time, save money, and save your sanity. You can learn more over at profitfirstfortradies.com.au. Catch you next time on the Profit First for Tradies podcast.